Sports Minutes with Ilya Danker and Ziaul Roshan.
Money FM 89.3. It is now time for Sports Minutes. I'm Elliot Danker together with Ziaul Roshan, and we're making plans for life today because you want to age gracefully, don't you?
I mean, that's the hope, that we all age gracefully. So yeah, I hope this conversation will help bring that about. I have a question for you. Yeah. What do you dream of doing when you're 70?
Oh, yeah, I've sorted this out with my wife already.
Nice.
And it might be quite similar to...
I hope she's part of the plans.
No. Leave me alone. No, but she is part of plans, yet not part of plans. So what I'll be doing is, by that age, I should be opening my own dojo, living a nice retired life, teaching kids every morning.
You inspire me with every conversation, Elliot. I need to start making plans for when I'm 70.
I mean, you live well, you know.
I think that's the main thing. That's the center of it. Yeah. But you want to age gracefully, but you also want to age actively. And I think that's very, very important.
Yes, and that is something that our next guest does. In fact, he stumbled into the world of martial arts at the age of 55. He is now 70, and he is a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Wow! Say hello to Richard Paparich Wee. Richard, how are you?
I am great. Thank you very much. And I enjoy being 17 years old, man.
That is the sound of active aging, I tell you.
It certainly is. I know this is a phone interview with that black belt. I'm glad it is. But you can hear the exuberance in the voice, right? Richard, let's talk about this martial arts background that you have. What were the challenges when starting out Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu at the young age of 55?
Okay, so just to put things into perspective, right? Throughout my working life, have never heard of martial art as one of my normal habits in life. So when I retire, I was thinking that I want to do something that I have never done before. So in my normal working life, I used to be visiting countries, I used to be visiting clients, and I used to be eating. And yes, I do some workout in the hotel, and this is just a working gym. Occasionally, when the climate permits, I will go for a long jog, and maybe I will climb up some mountains if there is. Just like in your imagination, where you can put on a backpack and you go. Okay. So when I retire, I want to do something I've never done before, and I was wondering what should I be doing. And I was mapping out all the calendar schedules. And then my daughter say, you know, Dad, I want to learn martial arts. And there's this new gym that opened. So let me just take a look at it. So I said, okay, let me accompany you. And when I went in there, that was my first introduction to a dojo. Mm. And when I reached that dojo, oh my goodness, I see this huge burly guy in gi. And I also met with some of the instructors in Muay Thai shorts, and they were wearing gloves, like boxing gloves, and they were really, to me, aggressive, right?
Really?
Wow. So that was my first introduction to the world of martial arts. When I walk in, I was just pounding my heart and I say, oh my goodness, wow, this will be something that is very exciting to do. But at the same time, I have concern. You know, am I healthy enough?
Yeah.
Am I too fat? Am I going to be squashed by this huge guy or by this young guy? So, you know, I don't even know how heavy are the boxing gloves. Is it too heavy for my arms or for my feet? Or not? So I do have a lot of questions when I walk into a dojo or Evolve MMA at that time.
Wow, this is brilliant. And Richard, of course, was the regional head of a multinational corporation. Now you are a BJJ volunteer trainer at Evolve. And Evolve is quite a place. I really love what Chantry has done with it. And so you said you felt intimidated by all of that. I mean, after you started learning BJJ, Richard, how did you feel, you know, putting submission maneuvers, arm bars, and things like that? Did it empower you?
Okay, so the journey of BJJ starts with being very humble.
Yes.
Like, you know nothing.
Yes.
Absolutely nothing. You know that your body can move, but it's not nimble. You know that you have got muscles, but when do you apply the strength? When do you use the energy that you have? And when I was doing all this, one of the interesting parts is that I see younger guys pounding on me, smaller guys pounding on me, and they were making me exhausted. Mm. And mind you, I carry weights, so I should be able to move them around. But they were the ones applying all the arm bars on me, all the choke on me. So it's a very humbling experience. And I told myself this, if I want to learn, I want to learn from the very beginning.
Mm, beautiful.
So the first thing I start is like as if I'm going into a nursery school. I just blank my mind and I start learning. Now, one of the major things about learning is that you forget what you just saw and then you say, so he applied the armbar. How am I going to be doing it? Mm-hmm. How am I going to be versatile enough to be doing that? And it takes a lot of time, a lot of patience, a lot of submission, being tapped by someone who is applying the armbar or the choke on you, yeah. And then you slowly learn the process. So now that you mentioned about, you have already gone all these skills, right?
Yeah.
It's a long journey.
Yeah.
It's a journey of resilience. It's a journey of being determined not to give up. So when you mentioned about a 70-year-old wanting to do something different, right? Yeah. Never give up.
Yes.
Whatever it takes, this is the part of the life where you can enjoy being tapped and then you laugh at it and say, ha, ha, what happened now? Now I know what happened.
It's a game.
I did this wrong.
Yeah.
Wow. We're only halfway through this conversation and I'm already feeling immensely inspired. Richard, I have to ask, you talk about the bruises, the beats, getting knocked down. At no point did your family come and tell you, Papa, maybe don't do this?
One of the things about my family, right, is that when they see me waking up early in the morning, packing my bags, my gear, walking to the car and going off, they say, he's enjoying himself.
Yes.
So I think that is the most important thing. Do something that you enjoy. And then you don't care about how old you are or how young you are or how strong you are or how not strong you are. You are just going and you are going in for the experience.
Yeah.
And the one thing that is good about this is that you are meeting with friends, social friends of your own who is doing the same martial art as you, and they are also having the same laughter at you and say, just now I did submit you, right? And then he was laughing. And then I say, wait until the next time when it's my turn, And we have this exchange, and then we go for coffee.
Yes.
So this camaraderie, this friendship, this never give up attitude, and this continue the journey is very important for my experience in BJJ. And throughout, this experience, like one of the important elements is the professors, the teachers of the martial arts.
Mm.
They are really patient. And they take the time to explain to you, okay, use your left hand, hold the right hand.
Mm.
And then they go through and explain. And then along the way, we will forget where is our left hand and which is our right hand. But we go through and the professors will absolutely a gem, in our learning process. So choose a place, a school where you can really make a fool of yourself and the professor is still there laughing at you, but working with you to help you improve.
Yeah. I want to say with regard to Evolve, I've had first-hand experience. My own boxing instructor was ex-Evolve. The culture there, I know some fighters there as well, the culture there is really very different. It's really... You can be a black belt, but we're all on this learning journey together. And that's something I want to talk about with you, Richard. I'm really so amazed by your story. You got your black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu about, 3 years ago or something like that. I got my black belt in a different martial art when I was very, very young, 19. What was the experience like for you? I need to know. How did that feel to achieve that at that experienced, mature age?
Well, first of all, when you started learning BJJ, you never thought of one day getting the black belt.
It's a long journey,
I only thought in terms of, I'm going to go in there and not get submitted. I'm going to go in there and learn something new today. I'm going to go in there and be fitter and be smarter, right?
Yeah.
And in the journey, the one thing good about BJJ is that if and when the instructor sees that you are making good progress, they give you a stripe.
Mm.
And when they give you a stripe, it is a testament to your progress that you are making.
Okay.
Okay. And this whole journey takes about, for me, it takes about 12 years.
Yeah.
All right. And I tell you, it was, to me, it's a very short 12 years. And there is still so much for me to learn. And now when I get this BJJ black belt, I am just so good. I feel so good about it. But I am not to the point whereby I say, oh, I know everything about BJJ. Actually, my point is, I'm just beginning to learn what is BJJ. And I use the opportunity of my experience and my belt color to go and help my fellow students. Now, my fellow students include people who are brand new and who are as lost as me 12, 15 years ago. And I'm also helping the older students. Students who come in here trying to explore BJJ as an option for their 70-year-old birthday, you know, and they are very concerned about being pounced by younger people.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm old. When they look at me, they say, oh, you are younger than me. I say, excuse me, how old are you? And they come back and they say, they are 55. And I say, I'm 69 years old. And then they say, you can be. Okay. I tell you what, I'm going to be looking like you when I reach your age. And I say, let's go for it. Let's go together. Okay. So I'm helping the older students to continue their journey. I'm helping the new students to learn the process because other people may not be as patient, but I have a lot of time that I can use to help them.
Oh, beautiful.
Richard, there's talking the talk and then there's walking the talk. I think you clearly walk the talk. But I have to ask, we've mentioned that magic 70 so many times. Are you going to keep going till your body allows you to, or do you have a number in mind where you think, okay, this is enough? Maybe I pick up something else after that.
Actually, for me, right, every day it is something very new.
Mm.
So when I get my colored belts, right, or even before, right, one of the other things that I intend to do was to do volunteering.
Okay.
All right. And what I did in volunteering is not just to spend my time. I have a very focused area of helping children. Okay.
Yes.
My focus is on children. And what kind of children? I'm talking about children recovering from cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And these are young children, like maybe 3-4 years old onwards.
Gosh.
Okay. And I also am helping children and students who need special needs because they require special learning needs.
Yeah.
So these are with autism and Down syndrome and all those. I'm also helping children who may have got a troubled past. So they may be in residential homes, either from their parents being in trouble and the organization send them to the homes, or for whatever reason there may be. All right. So they are in homes. Mm. I'm also helping children in different parts of the communities. These are the poorer income groups. So I'm using all my skill, my talents, and my determination to impart my experience from working life, to impart my experience from the martial arts life, and to share it with these children so that they can become even better for themselves tomorrow. Right? So I don't have a date or a schedule when I will stop doing what I'm doing.
Mm.
I see martial arts as a stepping stone for me to reach out and do volunteering work. I see martial arts as a way to keep fit, because when I am helping the children do all the fun fit activities, I have to be fit.
Mm.
Because they are always challenging me. Like just yesterday, when I was at Children Cancer Foundation, the children were saying, hey, all of us want to challenge you. There were a group of 4 or 5 people and they wanted to do a tug of war with me. So I better be fit.
Oh my gosh.
Who won that tug of war, though?
I do not have a date.
Yeah.
I'm going to let my energy and my determination and my drive and my passion to drive me through.
100%. I want to be like Richard when I grow up.
If I can be half as inspiring as Richard at the ripe old age of 70, I think I'll be very, very happy. Richard Wee, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much for sharing your journey and your inspiring stories with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and thank you for sharing the story. And if you guidelines to join me in BJJ, I will be there on the mat waiting for you to help you through.
Sports Minutes on Money FM 89.3.